and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 395. How are we all doing? Yes, the chat was open early. This was because Lola dragged Daddy into the garden. And she's just spent about 20 minutes barking her little self to glory. Happy dog. Happy dog. Hello, Simon. Well done. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, no one was there for poor Simon and it was scary. But we're all here now, Simon. Hello, Renee. Did you hear the echo? It wasn't echoey. There was probably an old show on. Probably an old Marooned. Oh, yes, lovely Lola. Lovely, lovely Lola. She's been in a strange mood today, driving Daddy mad. But, you know, she's happy while she's doing it, so leave her be. So, who's interested in the new tech that's been announced? For a start, I trust we've all done our Affinity 1.9.3 updates. Only bug fixes, but you know, all counts. I got very snotty today. I did my Snagit update. Now, Snagit has been broken from the App Store since forever. It won't send, it's got this, the ability to send images to different applications, which works grand, apart from PowerPoint, which unfortunately is where I wanted it. So I see that there's an update. I does the right thing. I read the release notes. Oh, talk about wordy Rapping Hood. So I worked my way through them, and one of them was now works with PowerPoint. I thought, yes. So heads off, installs it, gets it all set up, clicks the button. It does indeed send the image to PowerPoint. Yay! But then I thought, it's making a new slide and I don't want it to make a new slide. I want it to put it on the slide that I'm on. Obviously, went into the preferences. There is a preference to do just that. Set it up. Clicked it again. New slide. I thought, OK, probably needs a restart. Restarted it. New slide. Not happy at this point. OK, we'll shut that down. We'll shut PowerPoint down. We'll do the whole thing again. Nope. New slide. I thought, right, we'll delete the setting and we'll recreate it. New slide. So, vented Miss Spleen with support. Oh, there is a ringing now. No, nothing exciting potentially, Jonathan. New Echo Buds in white as well as black. They look identical to the AirPods Pro. I mean, the old Buds had like a flatter case, but these look very, very similar. Now, how are they price-wise? Let's have a look. Second generation of Echo Buds. Let's have a look. Not available in the UK. Okay. Shall we try Echo Buds and see what we get? All new Echo Buds. No new Echo Buds. Not in the UK. Can you hear me getting snotty with them? The old ones are £120, although they have been a lot cheaper than that when they're on sale. But no, they're not available in the UK. But that was the excitement, Jonathan. That was as good as it got, I'm afraid. CQ Deb, CQ, hello, Kim. So you're not excited then, Jonathan, not dashing out for that. What about the other question of the day? Apple are partaking in some testing or other to see if the Apple Watch can detect COVID. It can't detect me at like 3 millimetres screaming at it. So I do wonder myself, but it'd be cool if it could, couldn't it? I'm wondering how that would work. Because if you think about the Apple Watch, I can understand it can do heart stuff because you can do that with touch. But COVID, that's it could only surely detect a range of symptoms and then think that that was COVID. It's not actually testing saliva or anything, is it? It's interesting, though. It is an interesting idea. I'll put the link into this respiratory study because it's worth looking at, if only for the icon. The icon is just too cool. Oh, let's put the icon in. Well, let's put a link to the story. There we go. Would you trust your Apple Watch to tell you you'd got COVID? I wonder if you could hack it. Could you hack your Apple Watch to tell your employer you've got COVID and you can't possibly go anywhere? That would be kind of cool as well. Was there anything else going on today? I don't think so. I think that was about it today. Let's have a look. No, not that one. And no, we've got no AirBuds yet. Echo Buds. But when they're in, I'll have a look at them. £196 for the AirPods Pro. Why did I think they were about 270 when they came out? Is that right? What I'll say is I did buy a spare pair. Not a spare pair of AirPods. I bought, what was the brand? I think it was Anker, which is a good brand. But I bought this pair of AirBuds as like spares. They're fabulous. They're fabulous. And they were like, I think they were £22, really reduced to 18. And then you look at the AirPods Pro and you think, no, won't be doing that. Orkies, another one. Orkies have one and they do look very similar to the AirPods. Let me get that link and I'll pop that link in as well. All my browsers logged me out today. I don't know why. That was driving me insane. Right. Yeah, there you go. These what look like black AirPods Pro. Seriously, they do. Have a look at this and tell me how much like black AirPods Pros do they look. Right, underneath it says $24.99 and underneath it says apply a £6 voucher. So $18.99. And if you don't, if you forget the fact they're black and the case is flatter than the Apple one, just look at them. They do look like black AirPods Pro. Anyway, I had very good use out of them. I was surprised. The sound was great. Quality was great. They fit very well. I was very impressed. And they were $18.99. So if you are in the market for a reduced pair of AirPod Pros or anything else like Echo Budweiser, and they've also got different colours, have a look at them. Guess who wasn't interested in the pink, which was just as well because they were out of stock. Some of the other ones are more expensive with less money off. But I thought the black ones, the $24.99 black ones, were probably the best ones anyway. But let me know, what do you think? So, you're back.
I'm back.
What's the matter now?
Nothing.
You on the wine already?
Yes.
Has it been that kind of day?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
No, I just saw a notification. Something about O2 has turned your 4G off.
Why? Have I had that? Let me have a look. Oh dear, tech crisis at Matt Byatt's headquarters. What sort of message was it?
Or are they doing that work today?
I haven't had a message. And is my 4G there? I don't know because I'm on Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi went mental before.
Did it?
It did, but I fixed it.
Oh, 4G's still there.
Right, let's turn it off. Okay. 4G's still there. They're lying to you, Mark.
Yeah, they're lying. Yeah, the lips are moving, they're lying. Yeah. Is Boris involved?
Do you know what's worse than that? O2 are merging with Virgin Media.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh.
That's not good news. Because I like my phone to say O2. Well, I'd actually like it to say nothing, but I certainly don't want it to say Virgin Media on it. It's too long. It's like when you see... In fact, that's actually gone, hasn't it? You see it when you pull it down now, but the notch has taken it away. Ah, there you go. One good thing of the notch. Yeah, because I've seen Tesco Mobile. And you look at it and you think, wow, it's taken up the whole of the bar with the... you need EE02, that's it. You don't need anything more than that. So what's everybody else been doing? Let us know. Renee's got them installed. I've just installed them. I've just installed the Affinity updates. As I say, they're only bug fixes, nothing totally exciting. Have we had anything new? Well, apart from the craft update, which was just stunning yesterday. The craft update's amazing. Oh, loving it. No, there was nothing fabulous in terms of software updates. Where's the girl's dentist stick?
Here.
Oh, it's a whole new packet of dentist sticks.
Tomorrow, don't be sniffing at those.
She's got her head in the treat drawer.
The morning. If you have them now, you won't have anything in the morning.
Oh, you wouldn't make me do without, Daddy, you wouldn't. Right, there we go. We've got a brown dentist stick.
Mummy's got your dentist stick.
I want a paw. Paw! Oh, can you manage? Just about. Oh, go and take that and enjoy it. Where are you going? Oh, that's going to have to be watched carefully, Mike. She's just waltzed off with it. She's disappeared outside. Good night, Jonathan.
Right, I'll go and keep my eye.
Two sleeps until two show Friday. Yes. Now, with young Jonathan gone, he risked it there, didn't he? What about next week and a Mac Bites? Let's just leave that hanging. Oh, hang on. We've got one, two, three show Tuesday due next week. Yay! Who's joining us? Who's joining us for that? Let's have a look here. Anthony got a phone call from Virgin Media to tell your internet was running slow. Funnily enough, the same day Lloyd's Bank texted me to say an unauthorised device had access to my account, even though I don't bank with them. And Hermes wanted me to pay a fee for a parcel I couldn't deliver. Isn't life complicated, Anthony? I got a phone call. Now, you know me and phone calls. If the number isn't in my contacts, it's blocked. When I say blocked, it's silenced. So I don't see, I get a notification later when I look at my phone, but it doesn't actually ring. Because, you know, if you're not in my contacts, I don't want to hear from you anyway. So it had a number on it, and the number was 0114, which I think is Sheffield. So I looked at it and they'd left a message. I thought, OK, let's have a laugh. So I played this message. It was Lady Siri reading out a message from Customs and Excise, Majesty's Revenue and Customs. And I'm like, does Lady Siri work for HMRC now? And it was saying, we're taking you to court and we're going to sue you and you're going to have to pay all this money, blah, blah, blah. So I looked up the number, and it led me to HMRC's spam page. And they were saying we would never mention in a phone call. So it was actually quite useful. I was quite surprised. We would never mention in a phone call what we were ringing about if we left a message. We would never mention this. We'd never do that. And I thought, yeah, I know it's not them because you've not got my phone number. But can you imagine if you just give your phone number out and then you get that? You would spend half your time thinking, is this right or not? Anyway, no, it wasn't. Leave it be. Leave it be. It's not right at all. But honestly, you do. I mean, there's three things in one day for poor Anthony. Would drive me mad, that. Drive me mad. That's why I just don't put my phone number or my email address. Because some of these things from banks, they look accurate. But if I get one, I mean, obviously, if it's like a bank you don't bank with, then it's easy. But if it's a bank you do bank with, you do have to stop and look at it, you know, just in case it's something absolutely critical. And it's a time waste. It really is. It shouldn't be allowed. It should not be allowed. I should be able to block anybody and everything apart from people in my contacts. Right. Lady Siri's moonlighting. Do you know, that's not the first time that's happened. Mike was watching a video. He was doing the YouTube search thing to find out about this feature in Excel. So there was this video and it starts off and it was silent. And he said, I don't think they've narrated this. And they can be so difficult to follow. I would rather have the world's worst narration than nothing. Because, and you know, I'm sure it would be faster for them to do some kind of narration. Even if English isn't the first language, narrate it anyway. Narrate it in your language. Because YouTube, obviously owned by Google, Google will translate it and put different subtitles on it. So it's a really good thing to do anyway. But I do understand some people just don't want to hear their own voice. They don't want to voice stuff. You see, I'm not fond of video, so I totally understand that. But to just have nothing on it, when all of a sudden, and obviously at this point, you know, like it's been going for like 10 seconds. And then Mike's like, I'll just up the volume, just see if there is something. When all of a sudden it sprang into life and it was Siri. It was Siri and Lady Siri. Well, I was helpless. I just couldn't take it seriously. It was our Siri and Lady Siri doing the narration. Moonlighting he was. Yeah, you're quite right. Moonlighting's what I call it. Oh, Anthony had one of those as well. We'll get to share a cell. Yep. I'm not worried. I'm greatly worried. But you know, because it's such a personal device, I can imagine older people particularly who haven't got the kind of... I mean, I've said this before and it freaked me out and I know what I'm doing. When my mum called, but she was using my dad's phone and dad had just died. But, you know, he'd gone off to the hospital. I thought, that's it. He's gone. I was convinced because the dog was convinced. So I was convinced. And then when I picked up my phone and it said, you know, dad calling, I thought, oh my God, they've got him round again. I never clocked, thinking, no, you think he's gone. It's probably Mum to say he's gone. No, in my head, it was Dad. What's the matter with you, Grumpy? Do you think she needs another one?
Yes.
Do you think? No, not a brown one. She's had a brown one. How about a red one? But only if you're not grumpy. Come on, Paw. Good girl. Other one. Not that one. The other one. Other one. Right, shall I keep this one then? Are you going to give me the other one? She's not, is she? I can't see her because she sat behind me.
No, she's just sniffing your hand.
Are you eating it or not? This doesn't work on radio, does it? Anyway, she's been a bit sniffy, but now she's taking it. Oh, what's this wallpaper? Did I miss a link? Let me know. Anthony says, once got an email from Go To My PC saying they were going to take £600 as a subscription. First, she thought it was a scam, but I thought it looked genuine. Rang them. Turns out it was real. I come out of a special offer and cancelled it straight away. That's shocking, isn't it? Good grief, what a price. If it had been 60, but not 600. No. No, the only time we've ever had an issue, and we didn't, it wasn't the fact that somebody contacted us to say, you know, we're going to do this or whatever. It was literally just something that happened. Adobe got hacked. So they had one of our credit cards. Now, we have a credit card that's used online only. And they had this credit card, obviously. The thing with it was they didn't tell us that they'd been hacked. Oh, no. So this thing had been going on, and it was something silly, wasn't it? Like £3. Mm. It was a tiny amount. And whoever it said it was from, Mike assumed it was me. And I don't look at the credit card bill, so I didn't know. And then the thing came out. So we had to get a different credit card. And it was while we were in the midst of sorting out this credit card, getting a new number for it, that Adobe admitted it. But it was like 5 months later. And I think now that's criminal. Because money that's gone has gone by that stage. And you wouldn't even know that you'd been hacked if they don't tell you. And there was a spate of that at the time, probably about 3 or 4 years ago. You'd get an email maybe twice a month saying that somebody had been hacked, but your privacy is very important to us. Sorry, been hacked again. Does annoy me that. Just come out, say what happened and say what you're going to do to fix it. Although you shouldn't be storing it in any way that people can get to numbers in that way. But that was what happened. So anything other than that, any contact, no, that's not genuine. So I knew HMRC did not have my phone number. But seeing as though the government sent me that text that time, you know, when the COVID thing started, they're not supposed to have my number either. I think it just went out as like a blast to everyone that had a phone number. We'll have to. Oh, your wallpaper link. Right. I'll have a look.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. I will
have a look at that. So I ignore anything from them. I do. So anyway, what do we want to see? Now we've had time to understand there's an Apple event next week and people have started with what we're going to get. What do you want to see? Is anybody in the mood for buying, or are you still at the stage of, yeah, global pandemic, I'll wait?
Yeah, I'm at that stage. Well, having said that, we bought the IMAX in a global pandemic.
Yeah, but we needed to, didn't we? I mean, when you think about how bad the other one was.
Is that Jane need?
Well, you see, that's the problem. They're now talking about, because way back when, I said before the iPad mini came out, a mini would be a good idea. And my rationale for that was to turn it into like the ultimate notebook, that it's tiny, but it would have the pencil. And, you know, it would be amazing. And then when they brought it out, it didn't have pencil support. So I'm like, no, not bothered, no pencil support. Then when they upgraded it, and that was not that long ago because it languished for years, I'm thinking, oh, you know, if they do a new model and they add the pencil, I might be in the market for that. Obviously less now than I would have been before the pandemic because, you know, not going out. But I would have been interested. And then when they brought it out, they upped the price and halved the memory. And I'm thinking, no. And then when it supported the pencil, it only supported pencil one. So I'm thinking, no, I'll leave it. Now we're being told there's going to be an update, an LED screen thing on it, but no mention of which pencil it would have. So I must admit, if there's going to be a new iPad mini, then you have to look at that. And then a new 11-inch and a new 12.9-inch. And I know for demonstrations, I would be way better off with the 12.9. But for personal use, I'd rather have the 11. And that's when we get to Jane and her sage advice about buying both, isn't it, Mike? That's the problem. That is the problem. I know if I buy a 12.9, I'll use it for demonstrations, but I'll grab the 11-inch to actually use it. So I don't know. I don't know. But as I said, it's out of Apple Care. So I don't really want to wait. Having said that, this is me talking myself in and out of it about 15 times. I'm also thinking it's like last year's update was shockingly poor. It only added the LiDAR camera. If you hadn't had the one before, the autumn 2012 version, then I could understand, you know, if it got to like this time last year, you'd be thinking, well, I'm not going to buy the one that's out. I'll wait and I'll get the new one. And I completely understand that. But when the difference, if you had the other one and the difference was the LiDAR camera, I thought, no, I'm not bothered. And it also felt incredibly icky. And when it was announced, it was like, oh, that's fantastic. It's fantastic. And then people, you know, reality set in and people were like, well, actually, you know, now you mention it, it's not that fantastic. It's OK, but it's not fantastic. And I'm fearing that we're going to be at that point again. About 2-3 months ago, it was there'll be a new pencil. But if they're not changing the thing, I can't see there being a new pencil. What could they add to the pencil? There you go. There's a question. What could they add to the pencil that would make you think I absolutely need that? And I need that new pencil. How about if the pencil was black? Or you could get a pencil of any colour. Would you? Or would you keep the white one? Oh, a free iMac. Can't see that happening. A new iPad Pro.
I can't see them making a black pencil.
Why not, though? Why not? I mean, there's no technical reason, is there?
Because...
They've not made black AirPods Pro.
I was going to say, iconically, it's white.
It is, but you know, like the AirPods Max, where they're in different colours?
Yeah.
So if you've got...
And the diamond encrusted ones.
Oh, well, obviously, yes, we'll have 17 of those. On the one hand, you know, if the pencil came in different colours and the colours matched the iPad, so like the rose gold one and stuff, or they even made like a pink one, I can see people going for that because of the colour. I don't know. They've never done that with the other ones, but... And you see, space grey would be much better for Kim for the pencil. There you go. But Renee couldn't care less what colour it is. It's one of those situations with Apple that if it's only available in one colour, that's the one you buy. And then the minute it's now in 17 colours and you've got to think about it. Steve Jobs wasn't a great fan of that. Steve Jobs would say, you know, it is what it is, buy it or don't. In a way that makes it really simple. You're buying the device for what the device can do rather than... I'm buying it for what the device can do, but I really like a pink one. But I don't see why they couldn't do a black one. It could work for them very well. People might buy both. You know, like people buy multiple straps for the watch. I mean, even I've got a blingy strap. Well, it's not blingy. It's, what do they call it? Milanese loop.
Evening wear.
It isn't
for
really,
those
is it?
Ladies' nights we're not going to.
Yeah, that was when I used to wear it, because like, people used to look at you like, oh, you have a fitness band on. Like, no, this is an Apple Watch. You know, it cost more than your frock did, dear. They look down their nose at you.
But so seeing as you've just spent £45 on a bottle of Chateau Neuf du Pape, you can stick it up. I won't go any further.
Mentally, that's what I'm saying. They just think
well,
that it's like
a
sports thing.
Some software because I paid £23 for a bottle of wine.
What happened was, this was not my fault. I was looking at this piece of software and it was £28.99 from the App Store. Which, if you think about App Store prices, unless it's like an affinity
what
app.
What was it?
It was an app to enable you to create closed captions.
Oh, yeah.
So I had the need to load in this closed caption thing, and I'd got like three or four apps at like $1.99, and they weren't all there. This one promised to be great, but it was $28.99. So I was pondering this. We then went out for the evening, and it was the only time we ever went to that. Was it the Alderley Edge Hotel?
Yeah.
Alderley Edge being a very posh area of Cheshire, where all the footballers and their wives live.
There's a very nice chippy there.
That would have probably, the meal would probably have been more enjoyable from the chippy, because not only, while we were in like the waiting
Foster's
area.
It's won an award. Wayne Rooney goes there. And I used to go there at lunchtimes when I was at Alderley Park.
Really?
Sausage and chips.
Well, we weren't out there, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we were at the posh hotel around the corner. So while we were waiting in the reception area.
The last meal we had there wasn't nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
it was
no,
appalling.
That was a Pinewood, wasn't it?
No, it was only one. It was only one meal we had there. It was the one where we think it was on the floor. Because Alice didn't turn up till everybody else had finished.
the caviar.
The first crisis was this wine, right? It was like, I mean, it wasn't even a proper size bottle, was it? It was like a miniature bottle of wine. 23 quid,
I think.
It was outrageous. You could get it at Tesco for $2.99. It was outrageous. You know, and if you're buying three bottles for the table, and I'm incredulous. So I said to Mike, I think I'll buy that software when I get home. Because that's something that I can use today, tomorrow, and the next day. Whereas with the wine, once you've enjoyed it, well, I'll leave the rest to your imagination. That was the first calamity. But then we went in, and the starter was supposed to be caviar. It was not caviar. When it finally arrived, it took about 25, 30 minutes. And everybody else had had their starters by the time I was arrived. So I can't say that was great either. And then to top it off, three's a charm. The third thing that happened was the entertainer came out, and it was Fingers Kenny, the one that walked behind you and touched you. He wouldn't have any fingers if he tried that. I did try and eyeball him not to come near me. Anyway, he seemed to understand and kept his distance.
I've now got Simon craving fish and chips.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, no, no.
I'm craving fish and chips now.
Oh, that's a good question, that, Kim. That is a good question.
Well, what's a chippy?
No, no, no. I'm going back up. What strap do I wear to church? That's a good question. I just wear the standard one, Kim. I try not, what I do at church, there is a mode on the watch. If you swipe up from the bottom, it's like, it's got the theatre sign on it, the two faces, the happy and sad face. That's called, I think, either theatre mode or cinema mode, one or the other. Anyway, I call that church mode. So I do put that on. So the most that would ever happen is, if it was a notification, is that it would buzz and that would be it. So I try and do that. And the other thing I do, there's another one in there. Which one's that? Gosh, which one is it? Or is it not in there? Where you don't have it turning on when you lift to raise. It doesn't. You actually have to tap it to turn it on. That was learnt from bitter experience. That was when a couple went on holiday and they were somewhere bizarre in terms of time zones. So the guy left it to send a text, only he sent it to the WhatsApp group. And everybody, this is a Catinian WhatsApp group, everybody who was in the WhatsApp group got this message. That was 99% of the church. And while each individual device on silent will just buzz fractionally, honestly, if you've got 80 to 90 people in the church and 80 to 90 phones are buzzing, you can hear it. Sounded like a swarm of bees, didn't it? But no, I don't change the strap for church. I would only change the strap if it was like a dressy uppy evening. And I didn't bling it. I got the Milanese loop and it was nice. Not the Apple one, obviously. Wasn't that about £100?
No,
it was obscene. Check the price of a Milanese loop from Apple, because I paid about $4.99 for mine. It looks identical. You had a Milanese loop, but you wore it out. It's because it's like chain link. The problem is it can kind of snap at the side, just one link, and then it's razor sharp. So
£99.
There you go, £99. Well, you replaced it. What would you call that one? That is a solid, sturdy thing that's on your wrist now.
Yeah, I think I paid about a tenner for my Milanese loop, didn't I?
Yeah, we had, so between us, we've had two Milanese loops, but mine's still going strong. Mike's had an issue with it, so he changed it to what he's got now, which is like a proper watch
metal
strap.
A
metal watch strap. I one thing I did change when I changed it last time was, instead of the Apple thing where you've got like a press stud and you put it over the top of that and then you tuck it in, I actually changed it for a proper buckle, and that's been great. I ended up changing it. I think I had white on mine, and I changed it because it started to come away. The bit that slots in was like coming away from the actual end of the strap, and I thought, that's looking really dicey. So I swapped them. But the current one is grey, and it was three for £5, which is about what I want to pay. Are there special straps for search? There aren't actually, but it's not a bad idea. Because what you could do is you could have like 10 bumps on it and you could do your rosary with it. So yeah, there's scope for that. We should sell those in the piety shop. That is a good idea. Ah, what's a chippy? Mmm, fish and chip takeaway, as Simon says, and now he's craving fish and chips. Do you know, I haven't had fish in so long like that. Not chippy fish. Oh, yeah, chippy tea. I want some of that. I do. Well, we used to get it from Bramley Farm.
Yeah.
We'd go and we'd have a chippy tea, only I never ate the potatoes. So Mike got that. And sometimes if the fish was tiny, then I'd get another fish.
Yeah, I kicked it off, didn't I?
Mike kicked it off. That was the night we bought our AirPods. And we went to celebrate in this. It was the same as Bramley Farm, but it was close to the Trafford Centre. And we ordered a large fish because I don't eat the chips, so they would go over to Mike. And I looked at this fish and it looked like a fish finger. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. So Mike said, we ordered the big fish. And he said, that is the big fish. He went, don't be ridiculous.
So anyway, when we go to Bramley Farm, it's twice that size.
Yep.
I said, can we have another one, please? I'll gladly pay for it. Anyway, they brought us two big fish on the house, didn't they?
They did, which was the right thing to do, because otherwise I would have been very upset. Oh, yes, fish and chips. Mm. Oh, have they got their own website, Mike?
Foster's
Fish and Chips. The fact that Wayne Rooney loves to go there explains quite a lot about Wayne Rooney's playing, doesn't it?
Wayne Rooney's size.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be sizist about anybody. Oh, look at that. It doesn't need the lemon, though. Who puts lemon on their fish?
I do.
I never put lemon on my fish. No, 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 no. Salt and vinegar. That's all that's needed, well, salt and vinegar.
It comes with lemon at
I didn't know there was one at Bramall.
No, nor did I.
Why is... It says click and collect and delivery, open for walk-ins. And there's no address.
Well, it's obviously that famous.
That's ridiculous. Honestly, there's no address. Right, Bramall ordering. Let's go and have a look. So I can place an order, but I don't know where they are. Oh, I've got a menu. Oh, this might put you off, Simon. Good grief, when did this happen? Large haddock and chips, £9.90.
Oh, it's not cheap.
No, it's not, is
it? No, well, it's Alderley Edge, darling.
A meat and potato pie, £3.30. Oh, nuggets. We're not having nuggets, are we? Not again. Never, ever again are we having nuggets.
Why?
Not after the McDonald's incident.
Oh, yeah.
A steak pudding, £3.30.
I spent my weekly allowance in one lunchtime there.
You did, actually? Yeah. Yeah. A Coke, £1.30. When did that get to be £1.30?
I have no idea, because I don't drink.
£1.60 for a little pot of mushy peas. £1.60 for curry and £1.40 for gravy. Gravy used to be 10 pence extra. Can you tell I've not been in a shop in a while? I do think it's ridiculous. Oh, hang on, I've got a map. I have a map. Right, where's that in relation to civilization? Let's have a look. I have no idea where that is, Mike. Do you want to enlighten me?
It says you're going to Alderley Edge.
No, I'm at the Bramall one.
Oh.
Ack Lane East. Isn't that where it floods?
It's just out, just as you go out of Bramall Centre.
Tesco Express.
Near the toy shop.
There wasn't a Tesco Express when I last went to Bramall. Woodford Road. Well, I'm presuming Woodford Road's on the way into Bramall, isn't it?
Yeah. From the other end.
Ah, right, I'm with you. So it's on the way to the bypass.
Yeah.
Right, now I know where we are. Is it worth heading up that way? It's about 20 miles away. Probably not just yet.
It probably is. Yeah.
You reckon?
Well, yeah, judging by the ones at Alderley.
Oh, the first thing Kim bought when she arrived.
When they track me back into work.
Not happening, mate. The first thing Kim bought when she arrived in Scotland was fish and chips. You weren't used to the breaded fish. This is more often than not, although you can get things breaded, it tends to be in batter. And in Scotland, well, Simon will agree here, I'm sure. Breaded Mars bar, fried Mars bars.
They used to do fried Mars bars at that chippy on the main road. The one opposite what was the golf shop.
Isn't it Leo's?
Theo's.
Theo's. Theo. Which has unfortunate connotations here.
Yeah, but I'm going back years because I haven't been in it for years.
And did you partake of said fried Mars bar?
I don't think I did.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I've never had a fried
Mars bar. You know
which
chippy it was, don't you? You know what happened outside the chippy?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. I know exactly which chippy you're talking
yes.
about.
Yes, an altercation.
Oh, there's a nice Chinese.
In Alderley.
What's the best Chinese you've been to, Mike?
The best Chinese I've been to, and I was going to tell Alex this, is the Mandarin in Alderley Edge, because I thought that's the one that she was referring to. Now, the Mandarin in Alderley Edge got shut down about 3 years ago, and it's now being bought out by Waitrose. Waitrose bought the whole block.
Typical. Yeah. What about the Summer Palace?
It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay, wasn't it?
It was okay.
I'm thinking that
the Yang Sing.
Oh no, the Yang Sing. The service was appalling. Don't you remember? We went with your mum and dad.
Yeah.
We'd still be waiting now. It was bad. No, the one I was thinking of that was the nice. I mean, not in terms of a restaurant, but in terms of the actual food. I'd have to say Eastway is pretty good.
Oh yeah.
But Fleetwood.
Oh yeah, Fleetwood.
The
yeah.
one on the way out of Fleetwood.
Yeah. Oh! Sit in the car and eat your balls.
Chicken.
There's
balls.
There's a show title.
You better put Chinese balls, Mike. They did the best sweet and sour chicken. The chicken was in batter. So there's about 12 pieces in a bag. And then they give you like a little
what
pot of
on?
Sauce.
$3.95.
It was to die for. Oh, they were gorgeous. So we tried it once. And I think it was literally just because, didn't Mum want something to eat?
I think so.
And then when we pulled up thinking it was a chip shop, it wasn't. It was a Chinese. But they did do fish and chips. So I'm like, oh, you know, I won't have fish. I'll have some Chinese. We were just, indescribably fabulous. So every time we went up there after that, it was like, you know, you'd be going to the Fylde Coast. You're going to like Lytham. Let's just go the long way round and go via Fleetwood.
Right. Show title. Sat in the car eating my Chinese balls.
Oh, happy memories, Mike. Happy, happy memories. See, we haven't had any like that, not from the Chinese, not in 14, 15 months, which is most unfortunate. They are really, really nice. I mean, we're lucky that we've got a decent Chinese close by, aren't we?
Mm.
But I just don't fancy anything from the takeaway at the moment. But now, like Simon, yeah, fish would be good, wouldn't it? Battered fish. Do you know Mum used to make battered fish in gluten-free batter?
Oh.
Mm. I don't know how she made it, though. And you know her track record with the chip pan.
Yeah.
Mind you, we don't have a chip pan anymore. That's why. That one got thrown out, trust me. She did after that get a deep fat fryer, didn't she?
Mm.
And we threw that out because we don't use it. Oh, Renee puts lemon on the fish. I guess it's an acquired taste. What I do like with fish is, what's that sauce? Tartare sauce.
Tartar.
That's nice. Yeah. And I like mayonnaise
Kim
with anything.
Can tell you about tartar.
No, don't go there, Mike. Oh, I could rat you up to Kim.
Why?
Couldn't I?
Why?
Big style.
Why? Because I got a text off the dentist.
Got a text off the dentist that said he's overdue his appointment.
Well, of course I'm overdue. They've been shut for a year.
I wouldn't like to tell you what I said.
But bad it was, words.
It
were
was
said.
It was rude words, and it ended with off. I'm not ready yet.
Michael, your hygienist appointment is due.
You told
Try
me the word was overdue.
I've got that. This is two texts. Try a new smile in 60 seconds, or contact the practice and come in for a free scan with Jenny to try out your new smile. Hello, Michael. Your regular dental examination is overdue. Please call us and we can arrange a date and time.
Can I just say they don't know you very well if they're calling you Michael?
Your mother used to call me Michael.
Only when you were in trouble. which could explain why the dentist is using it. Oh, we're bad, aren't we? We are. But we're having fun, so never mind.
Simon now wants Scotch eggs.
Scotch eggs. Now, Scotch eggs I had... Oh, yes. I like Scotch eggs. Oh, Kim's neighbour's flying the flag upside down. You haven't seen her to ask about it. Could be a problem. Oh, and Renee's got fish burgers delivery on Friday.
Simon, you've not had your tea.
Simon has had large haddock and chips once that would have fed four. Not quite up to feeding the 5,000, but four wasn't bad. Had it myself and couldn't stand for hours. Oh, Simon.
I could make you less hungry. I'm putting the Tesco order in. And so far we've got mushrooms and lettuce and spring onion.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's not making me hungry, I can assure you. Simon, in relation to overdoing it, we took my mum and dad to TGI Fridays. And Dad decided he wanted this onion bargee as a starter. And we all said, you know, it might be a little bit too much. No, it'll be fine. So this onion bargee arrived. It was the size of a dinner plate. Dad just took one look. He knew there was no way he was going to be able to finish it. And that was the starter. You should have seen the main course. By the time dessert came round, he was positively puce. And then we were out somewhere, weren't we? We were down London, I think. And we went back to the hotel. And when we left TGI Fridays, they gave us some balloons. So we're tiptoeing back into the hotel, you know, giggling all over the place about 1 o'clock in the morning. And Dad must have been in a smoking room. And he managed to touch this balloon. He had a cigarette in his hand and he touched this balloon. It went off like an atom bomb. Nearly had to evacuate the place. Oh, happy memories of that. It could be breaded, Kim. Some are breaded, some are batter. In Scotland, like I said, that's where the deep fried Mars bars came from. It could be either. It also depends on the type of fish. It's more common to be just batter, but it just depends. You could have a hot pie by throwing it into the deep fryer. Do you know, isn't English food scary to anybody listening? Oh, Kim likes Thai and Japanese much better than Chinese. Thai's too spicy for me. And Japanese, I don't think I've had.
I don't think I've had Japanese.
Oh, happy, happy days. Poor Simon. Simon needs to eat before he comes to a maroon. Oh, Simon often eats between 8 and 9. Well, is it too late, Simon, to get the Just Eat app out and find a chippy that's open? Yes, Scotch eggs are what looks like a boiled egg inside. I think it's made of pork, isn't it? The outside, pork
and
breadcrumbs.
Yeah, we had this discussion with Johnny, didn't we?
And it's very nice, but Johnny needs it to be kosher. Egg balls. That makes much more sense, to be honest. I don't know why it's called Scotch eggs. They're not particularly a Scottish delicacy, as far as I know. What's an onion bargee? It's like an onion. So it's an onion that they've fried. In this case, what they did was they cut it. So if you imagine standing an onion, so you peeled it and it stood in front of you and you slice it in slices, but you don't quite cut through the bottom. So it fans out like a flower. And then they take that and they deep fry it. So when it comes out, you know, the heat has spread it out even more and it's full of batter. And it was huge. Absolutely.
I'll just put a link to one.
That was the first time and last time I think I ever saw him overface himself. Because Dad had a heavy job when he was younger. So, you know, he could pretty much eat whatever he wanted. He never put an ounce on. As he got older, he thought he could still do that. Yeah, no. He couldn't finish it. And you can't imagine a fried Mars bar. Neither would I. I mean, I've heard of them and I've seen them. But my logic is, so you've got this Mars bar and you throw it in the deep fat fryer. Doesn't it just congeal?
I'd have thought so.
I would have thought so. Unless it's in for like 2 seconds. I don't know. Should this be on my bucket list? Sooner or later, I should eat a fried Mars bar just for the experience. I think they sell them around the corner. Is that place still open?
Which place?
Is it called Coppice Fish and Chips?
Oh, the Chippy, yeah. That's been open for weeks.
Don't they do fried Mars bars?
I have no idea.
Have a look on their website. I'm sure they used to.
They did.
So I might need to try that, but it does sound absolutely appalling. I'd probably manage a mouthful and that'd be it. It doesn't sound good.
There's a worldwide shortage of spinach.
Oh, here
we
go again.
Luckily, we've got some from last week.
Yes, but you shouldn't have to stockpile things like lettuce and spinach, should you?
No.
Because they're running out of them. It's disgusting. Oh, let me have a look at that. Not so much fried food for Renee. Well, I don't think anybody's going to benefit from a fried Mars bar, are they? I can't imagine. I can imagine it once as a, you know, well, I'll give it a try. That onion bhaji looks nothing like the onion bhaji Dad had, though.
No,
does
it doesn't.
No, the one Dad had was a whole onion that had been sliced very carefully, like gourmet, and then dipped. And it was massive, absolutely massive, like a football. I can't imagine somebody thinking, I'm hungry, I think I'll go and have a deep fried Mars bar. That doesn't compute in my mind, but could just be me. Some people clearly love it. What I did like from the chip shop years ago was they used to do, did they call it a spring roll?
Yeah.
It was one spring roll, but it was deep fried. So it was quite big, probably at least as big as a Mars bar, possibly a little bit bigger, maybe about 5 inches. And they would deep fry that. And that was nice. That was very, very nice. I always think of the chips as like fairly bland next to whatever I'm having them with. So something like, even a pudding's quite nice, isn't it? But the fish is just gorgeous. But the chips are like, they're a bit bland. So I would leave the chips. Or get two fish and just not have them at all. Egg over easy is about it for fried food. Now, you see, egg over easy doesn't mean a thing to me, Kim. I don't know what that would look like. I mean, obviously a fried egg of some description, but maybe not even fried. I don't know. Let me know. Mars bars are pretty disgusting unfried. I don't know why you'd want to fry them. Well, there is that as well, Anthony. Mars bars used to be way nicer than they became. When I was a kid, a Mars bar was like, oh, what a treat. And they started making the chocolate really thin, whereas it used to be like coated in a thick chocolate. The chocolate was really thin. The caramel changed. Then finally, the other bit changed. They're like, well, what is the other bit? Nougat? Nougat?
Don't know.
I don't know. But the other bit became very light and airy, whereas the original one was quite dense. So they totally changed Mars bars. The prospect of deep frying them, no. Oh, so that's not a bad idea, that, Simon. We should do a video log, a visit to a chippy for a deep fried Mars bar. But Kim thinks a fried Mars bar is a waste of a Mars bar. Do you know what? We're going to have to do this now. We are going to have to do this. Which sicko invented the deep fried Mars bar? What Simon wants to know, some sort of chocolate-based Fred West character. It was my understanding it came from Scotland, Simon, but I could be wrong. We need a wiki page on the history of a deep fried Mars bar. Hmm. Oh, now that's a much better name, Kim, a blooming onion. Yeah, that's what it looked like. Only they called it an onion bhaji. Luckily, it wasn't too spicy for him because he wasn't fond of spicy food either. But it was I think it was just the fact of like, no, that's what I want. And when Mum says like, it might be a bit much, he's like, no, that's Dad all over. That was my father all over. She just sat there with the biggest grin on her face and said, you will finish that. You ordered it. You will finish that. Like a naughty child. In the end, we all ended up helping him out. But she was right. Don't I have a problem with gluten in the batter? Is this in the fish thing, Tracy? We are incredibly fortunate here that we have this is a chippy, I guess. Fish and chip shop that is gluten-free. It's less than a mile away, cross country. Unfortunately, it's one of those situations where we have to go the long way round. But it opened quite a long while ago. And because of this, everyone was trying to go gluten-free at the time. And their batter was, it's exclusive to them. They formulated it. It got in the papers. And Mum said, have you seen this? I said, when are we going? She said, this afternoon. So we went straight out and tried it. And it was gorgeous. It was really gorgeous. So, no, we're very, very lucky with where we live that this is an actual gluten-free chip shop. And they don't do the kind of, you know, we do a gluten-free one. The whole thing's gluten-free. So it doesn't matter whether you're gluten-free or not, you're getting gluten-free. But people go there because the batter is so light and beautiful. So they've definitely got the recipe right. We're incredibly lucky. And I'm not too bad with rice flour. Rice flour I'm okay with. So things like spring rolls, a lot of the time it's rice flour. So I have to check, but I'm all right with those. Let's have a look at that one from Kim. That's fried egg over easy. Right, let's have a look. Because, you know, I hear this a lot in TV programmes from the States. And I see that's just, what would you say that was, Mike? Here. That's just a runny fried egg as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
But we don't have names. I find the names really exotic. But isn't there another one with, is it waffles? In different ways of cooking a waffle. But that looks quite nice. That's probably how I would have an egg. But we do like occasionally to have like a full English, don't we, Mike? We managed to get, you know, at the beginning of lockdown, it was like, oh, we might have no food at all. So I said, get some tins of stuff. So tins of beans. And we found these sausages in tins. And they weren't like the 6-inch long things. They were quite tiny. So like cocktail sausages. We expected them to taste absolutely revolting, as most things from a tin do. Anyway, we said, let's have a breakfast. So we got everything out and it was, do we want to use the last few sausages we've got from this sausage shop that is, again, to die for? They do a million types of sausages. They are beautiful. And I said, no. Have we got any others? And he said, well, we got those tins we bought. I said, that'll do. Let's try one. So Mike cooked them. He said, these aren't bad. Because how it started was, we said, if they're vile, Lola will probably eat them. Because she likes it. She doesn't care what they smell like. But they were actually really nice. So
yeah,
we've
only got one left.
Well, while you're putting the order in, Mike.
No, because they don't come from here.
Where do they come from?
I think they came from Asda.
That was Lola saying, well, put an Asda order in then, dear boy. Are you grumpy? Oh, she's getting on her back. She's just being cute. She's rolled over. The fried Mars bars look awful. Right, I'm going in. I'm going to have a look at this fried Mars bar. I mean, I was expecting it to look like a dark piece of fish, but let me have a look. How bad is it? This is going to put me off it, isn't it? Oh, no. I just can't imagine eating that. I'm not keen on like sweet stuff and savoury stuff together. And that, no. I can't imagine what that would taste like. Looking at it, I'm thinking I could quite go some batter, but without the Mars bar. Okay, we'll have to have a Mac Bites challenge. Who's actually eaten one of these things? Has anybody ever actually eaten one of these things? And if not, then who's going to be the first one to try it? It's such a shame young Jonathan's not here, isn't it? I'm sure he would appreciate this. Oh, Kaz upped the steaks last week, didn't she?
She did.
With the salted caramel. She's got the, was it a millionaire edition?
Yeah.
With other stuff in it. But the thing was, there was biscuit in it. So Mike was like, ah, oh, darn it. At the last minute, no. Hoisted by his own petard. Couldn't have it. There was biscuit in it. What I found something, and I even actually forgot to tell Mike. So I'll tell him now. It was, you know, the Lindor salted caramels. It was Lindor strawberry and cream. Sadly, they were £5 a box. So they've got to come down to £3.50, which is the average, but not at £5. But they did look rather nice. Kim won't eat a fried Mars bar. Kim's off the list. I don't think any one of us is going to want to eat that. I mean, it has melted a bit on the outside, hasn't it, as predicted? And while batter tastes fabulous, I'm not sure with it laced with chocolate. No. Wrong on so many levels is that. No, I wouldn't fancy one myself, but, you know, Simon's put the challenge down. And we'd only need one between us, wouldn't we? And how much of it do we have to eat, Simon, for the challenge? Don't say all of it. That's not happening. I wonder if you could... Does it count if you have the Mars bar separate from the batter? Probably not. Oh, dear. I'm not sure that that would taste great. I'm sure both would taste lovely separate. Oh, Renee's planning to visit the Milka factory in Austria as soon as they can get there. That sounds like a trip I'd enjoy. Do you know, there's one in this country and I've never done it. It's in Birmingham. Is it Dairy Milk or is it the Bourneville Experience?
It's Bourneville, I think.
I think it's called the Bourneville Experience. And it, well, all our companies have got bought out by other ones, but let's just see if it's there. Bourneville. It used to be the Bourneville Experience. Let's find out if it... There we go. It's now the Cadbury World Experience within it. And I think it's in Birmingham. So it's a huge factory. Or it would be if it was loading. Oh, there we go. The Bourneville Experience, it is. Uncover the heritage and history of the Bourneville village. The zone can be visited before or after the exhibition tour. Please see opening times. And you can pre-book, apparently. Let's find that. It must be like a subpart of a bigger tour now. May as well go the whole hog and have a Mars bar barge. Oh, do you know what? That'll be the next big thing. It'll be the next big thing, that. So now that's in Birmingham, I believe, but I've never done the tour. What I heard was, it was like one of these programmes and Mum was watching it and she said, come on, watch this. It's about the chocolate experience thing. And it's the only place where they sell like the misshapes. So if you go on the tour, you get to like a little shop at the end and you can buy stuff that you can only buy in their shop. And there were two things. One was like the misshapes and they were really inexpensive. And the other thing they had was like the biggest bar of Dairy Milk chocolate that they make, and it's only available for sale in this visit, where it says plan your visit. Let's have a look, let's see if it's open. Temporarily closed. Well, it will be at the moment, won't it? Temporarily closed, but they're planning to open it soon. Oh, now they're talking about the main attraction lasts 1.5 to 2 hours. So you are walking around this thing for that amount of time. Then there's all the things you need to do before and after. And there's a Cadbury's Cafe. I wonder if it was the cafe where they had it. I am not sure, but let's go to the homepage of Cadbury's World. Oh, and they do online shopping as well. Oh, this is going to be fabulous, isn't it? There we go. That's the homepage of the tour. There's a Freddo Frog on there, Mike.
Oh.
Do you know, when we can go, I think we should do that. We should do
a Wikinger party sausages in brine.
Is that what they are?
Yeah, £1.12.
Well, they were nice. They were nice, and seeing as though we can't get out for any sausages from anywhere.
Well, let's order some then.
And I'm not risking sausages that we've not already tried, because some of them are absolutely vile.
Well, so I did have to get some the other week as backup.
Well, that's what I said, we need them for backup anyway.
But if they're horrible, then Lola could have them.
If they were the ones that we bought, what's the problem? They were fine.
No, they're different ones.
Oh, is that the only thing you can get?
Because I couldn't get those because they're Asda only.
Oh, right. Well, Lola likes sausages. She ate all that stuff that we were a bit dubious about.
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets, and they didn't smell the best, to be honest. Lola dived in. Right, I'll have that lot and polish the lot off. Slept the rest of the day. Happy dog. Happy dog. That does look amazing, Renee. We can't wait to hear all about it.
According to this, Tesco do. They're hot dogs, not mini ones.
Well, that doesn't matter, does it?
No. Let's try those.
Oh, that looks nice. That does look nice. I think I've seen their chocolate. I don't think I've ever had any. Obviously, I don't eat chocolate, but I don't now. I used to. I don't remember ever actually tasting it. Is it like one of the really creamy ones? My favourite when I was eating it was Galaxy. Absolutely loved Galaxy. In all its forms. What was that other one called? The flake thing. The Galaxy...
Galaxy... Can't remember.
Oh, that's going to annoy me now. It's like a flake, but ripple, a galaxy ripple. It's covered in chocolate. So it's a flake, but it's covered in chocolate as well. I loved all of those, all of them. And apparently I can eat white chocolate because it's not chocolate. Who knew? I swore off the chocolate, but white chocolate's not chocolate. Kim told me that. So now I've got an excuse to eat that if I feel like it. Sadly, none in the house, so won't be happening, will it? But then again, it's a lot like Cadbury. Mike's a Cadbury boy, aren't you?
There was some white chocolate in the house.
Oh, did you eat it?
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Did I not know? Did I know about this?
No, I found it in the freezer.
Really? And you decided it was much better stored in your tummy?
Yes.
Really? We'll be discussing this when we finish the show. Now I know there was some and I wasn't party to it. Naughty, naughty. Oh dear, oh dear. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? So, Simon, are you going to tell us what you're going to have for dinner now? Or is it just like one of everything from the above, apart from the fried Mars bar? I'll tell Mrs. Simon and say that, you know, for a special occasion, you really fancy a deep fried Mars bar and see how she obliges you. There you go. Isn't that kind? I know I'm terribly, terribly naughty. Anyway, we need to head off because we need to sort Friday out. I've just been given some jeopardous information from Notion maintenance. Oh, I also got a mail from Notion about the API. So I've got to get deep with that as well. So plenty to do in preparation for Two Show Friday. And we wouldn't want to disappoint young Jonathan, would we? He does love Two Show Friday. Good night to you, Tracy. In fact, let's all head off. And I do want to hear tomorrow what you had to eat after the show. We'll share if there's anything left in the freezer, because, you know, Mike and all of that. Ooh, that sounds nice, Simon. I will look it up. So I've got a picture of it while you're partaking. I will think of you. There you go. Right. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.